everybody. UWO Podcast. We're officially back for the first episode of 2000. It's 2020 fucking two.
Different year.
Yeah, I'm old.
So am I.
Anyway. I'm Kyle. That's Brian.
Howdy ho.
That guy right there. That guy right there.
This one?
That guy right there.
Him.
Yeah, that one right there.
With the beard.
With the beard. That's Eddie.
Long beard.
Long beard style.
I'm going by Blackbeard now. Blackbeard pirate.
I like it. But you're like the size of me. I'm just going to talk to Brian first.
Wow.
This is a TikTok crop when you need one.
Somebody call Moon.
All right. First.
Going to end up like Rufio. Rufio.
Oh. First off, you put some respect on Rufio's name, all right?
Rufio.
Back in the day, I swear he did all the stunts for him. But anyway. yeah. Catching up with some wrestling talk and basically shooting the shit. Where the fuck you been?
Huh?
Where the fuck have you been?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, we're talking about me now.
Yes.
I was going to save that for later. Yeah. Because I do, there is something I do want to talk about that I do need to get off of my chest. But yeah, I've been here, there, everywhere. Pretty much here.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I've been around. Took a little break from social media. Took a little break from pro wrestling for a little while. But, you know, of course, we have been watching. So, we know what's going on in the world. Yeah, just took a little break. Plus, it was the holiday season. And I know this motherfucker is working, like, 50 hours a week. 80 days a week.
Plus rescues.
Yeah. I could just imagine. So, I know, schedule-wise, it would have been a pain in the ass for him, too. So
getting cold outside. It's getting real cold outside.
It's going to be cold as fuck.
There we go. Shit, we're supposed to get a storm on Friday.
Big storm. That's great. That's always good news. You know, it's full of positivity.
We love snow.
We do?
Damn, I got to go buy another snowblower.
Yeah, I need to invest in one.
My shit broke. Literally started smoking.
Damn. I'm
so mad.
Kind of melted the snow, though. See,
still
did a
job.
See? What about you, man? What you been up to in a break?
Working, watching AEW, not WWE. It's real hard to watch that show, them shows. That's pretty much it. Just working. Fucking goddamn peak season, Christmas.
Oh my God, we can see the chat again.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit, Facebook.
Hey, everybody, it's Mr. E.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Seth freaking Rollins.
That's Dana. I see Mr. E. Yep. I see Kid.
I see Jabari was in there earlier. What up, Jabari?
Man, Jabari.
I got up in here a little while ago. We see a troll in here.
Oh, you mean Mr. E?
It could be. I think it's Gabe Jackson. I'm not positive.
We're not positive on that.
Positive on that one, so.
And I don't know. I heard it's some little twerp that doesn't look like it eats or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skinny motherfucker.
Yeah. This Texas Tech fan.
I heard all turn heels, just turned heel on this guy. Ripped him a new ass.
Hey, speaking of all turns heel, hey, Eddie. Remember when you got suspended from Facebook jail? How much fun all turn heels
were? Oh, yeah. We weren't around for that, were we?
Ah.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of stuff to catch up on.
Wasn't that fun, Eddie? All these.
What's going on, Mike?
All the proclamations about Eddie.
Yeah. I heard he became an iconic fan.
He was. A very big one.
A very big one.
A very big one.
Huge.
Not only that, but he has a Miz tattoo.
When did you get this?
You mean those girls that lighting it up in Impact Wrestling, right?
Oh, you mean the ones that are still.
Oh, yeah.
Your
longest reigning.
Longest Impact Knockout. Oh, excuse me. Knocked Up champions.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to ODB.
Yeah. So that's not one, but two records.
That's two. In the world of the women's revolution, right?
Yes.
There has not been a more dominant tag team in the women's division than the Iconic / Inspiration.
Not in the history of
ever. Prove me wrong, Eddie.
Come on.
Prove me wrong.
We're waiting.
Has there been a better tag team?
I'm waiting.
Just whenever you're ready.
Yeah, what about those girls, you know, the ones that came from NXT that somebody swore was going to take their belts away and be the best tag team ever? Were they better?
I don't think so.
No.
That's why they're over there working for hot dogs and hamburgers.
And championships.
You gotta have gold.
They
won the gold and they did less than Moose did with his gold.
Oh, Moose actually did have a good match this week.
You mean the one that just defended successfully?
Oh, yes. Matt Cardona. I never seen Matt Cardona carry two people at one time in my
life. Shut your lying fucking mouth.
I did not think Matt Cardona could carry those two big ass motherfuckers. That man has Morrissey, a bionic back.
I will say this. Morrissey was fucking great in Impact.
You bring up Hook. You bring up Hook. Go ahead. Bring up.
We ain't there yet. We ain't there yet. We ain't there yet. We ain't there yet.
Bring him up.
I don't bring up excellence. Excellence already brought up.
We'll discuss that later. We'll discuss that later. All right. But as you guys know, we do have a second half of the show that you guys may have saw promoted. We are going to do the UWO Awards, wrapping up 2021.
Yay!
At the end of the show. But for now, just to wrap up 2021, is there any topics you guys want to get into? Since we weren't around for a couple months and news has been breaking left and right.
Hold on, wait a minute. There is something I want to do before we get into that. Okay. Because it's officially done. Don't drink all of that. It's officially done now. For years, we've seen people go to Florida. Mm-hmm. And some resurrect their careers, some resurrect their love for the business, some, you know, get the fine tool their skills a little bit there.
Okay.
We've seen these people who were quote-unquote developmental every single event weekend destroy the main roster.
We're going there first, huh?
And, ladies and gentlemen, it's over. It's done. So can we get a moment of silence and a farewell?
Get your drinks up. No labels.
No labels. Don't worry about what we're drinking.
Yeah.
This is soda. All right. This is to NXT.
Rest Black and gold.
It's done.
Black and gold.
It's done.
R.I.P. You were great.
We will never refer to it at NXT again. From here on in, when we talk about the rainbow.
Oof.
That's what we're talking about.
I thought that was the cock.
No, we will call them.
No, the cock is where you watch the rainbows.
Ah!
You jump on the cock. You jump on the cock and watch a rainbow.
So when I'm Big J Barrett, shout out to you, baby. Matt, Ryan, passed somebody and something, but he still ain't doing nothing. But anyway.
yeah, you NXT. All right. How do we
Rainbow. Do this? Rainbow.
You want to start it up? All right. I was talking to Brian earlier. I'll start about the NXT, the 2.0, if you will. Bro, they got some extremely bright spots. And it's either extremely bright, full of life, or no. Just no. That's just not working.
It's
no.
Extremely bright, rainbow colors, and then there's Von Wagner.
Oof.
How are they fucking up on Von Wagner already?
Dude, he looks like the guy from the Geico commercials.
Dude, jobbed out.
Man literally looks like a cross between Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs and fucking Edge. And Great Khali came in and jacked off into the pool.
Now, Eddie, nobody told him that there was a door in Gorilla, so when he walked out there, it was boom, and then he just came on anyway.
Kids were using his forehead to go sledding.
Okay. We're not even 12 minutes into the show, and Eddie already said jacked off.
And was talking about putting his arm up the pole.
Like, did you really get that far deep
in? The puppets are huge, man. You gotta get up there, control the mouth and everything like that. And you gotta,
is it the strings or the sticks?
It's got the mouthpiece up here. This is my hand up here with the mouth and everything.
Nikita Lyons. Very good talent.
I can't wait to see her debut.
Yeah, her debut is pretty good, actually.
By debut, I mean her debut.
Yes.
But Matt Riddle calls it debut.
That's exactly what we were talking about.
I can't wait for her debut.
And the two, quote, the great Brian, look, I was talking about ass.
I was. But. Oh, man.
No, but let's start with, I guess the guy who's going to take them this year, Bron Breakker.
Mm-hmm.
Hate him, love him.
Indifferent with him. I really don't give two squirts of piss about him right now.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. He has done nothing for me to be like, oh my God, congratulations, he could do a Frankensteiner. I would hope so, seeing as his fucking uncle perfected the move. Oh, he could do a bulldog with top ropes. I would hope so, his father perfected it. He could perform his family's signature moves.
Mm-hmm.
Great. As far as mic skills, he still needs a lot of development. He still needs a lot of in-ring work to polish up. Because he looks like he moves it, like he moves around in there like Scott Steiner did at the end.
This was a gift. You're going to have to ask my brother that one. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm indifferent with the guy. Maybe he'll grow on me. Maybe he won't. Okay. He's going to be somebody? Yes. Why? Because Vince McMahon made him.
Wow.
I mean, personally, when it comes to Bron Breakker, I like the guy. Like, I
love Bron Breakker.
Honest to God, man, I'm happy you said that. Because me and Kyle, like you were saying earlier, we were talking about this. And personally, I don't think his title run is going to be long. He's dropping it before Mania, and he's getting called up. Like, we were discussing this earlier. I said with NXT, or as Eddie calls it, the Rainbow, there's a lot of really good talent down there, and there's a lot of really good gimmicks. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying this for the longest time. Now that they're truly turning NXT 2.0 into a developmental, start bringing these guys on the road more. Okay, get them up there and have them taking their losses on Raw and SmackDown. Give the Raw roster guys some credible wins over some young and up and coming talent. Bron Breakker to me stands out like, you know, an elephant in an ant farm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, damn, this motherfucker's good. You know what I mean? Another guy that I think is great down there, Joe Gacy. Joe Gacy and Harlan, love it. Love what they're doing with those two guys. Toxic Attraction, greatness. Pure greatness. The third one, she needs a lot of work. She needs to stop doing suicide dives. But aside from that,
please
stop doing suicide dives. Please stop doing it.
You can't keep doing the Undertaker versus, you know.
Yeah, like the Undertaker spot was an accident. You know, okay, what's his name? Snooker's kid was supposed to catch him. But no, have her stop doing suicide dives. But no, there are a lot of like legit bright spots down in NXT. But there are some horrible ones. I'm sorry, I'm not on the Cora Jade bandwagon. Anybody who's been talking to me for the past couple months know I am not a fan of Cora Jade.
You mean the little kid female version of Darby Allin?
I feel like a pedo when she's in the ring.
Bro, she looks so young.
She looks young as... I had the same problem with Xia Li. I mean, not Xia Li. Xia Brooks.
Fuck you, Rio, too.
No. Yeah, in Rio, too. They look like, they're
teenagers.
Like, they're little kids.
Rio looks like she's in
crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, watching a Rio match, especially when her thing flies up, it's like...
I had one of those.
I'm not looking at like,
But no, personally, like I said, there's some bright spots down there, but there's a lot of shit they got to work on. And unfortunately,
Lash Legend, that's a bright
spot.
We'll
talk about
her. What about the Explorer? We will.
Yo, I'm using that from here on out. I am using that from here on out. Cora the Explorer will be her term. Thank you, man. And I will make sure you get all the credit every time that shit pops up. Cora the Explorer.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm done.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry. I really don't know what else to say. But no, NXT 2.0, it's developmental. So the pro wrestling isn't going to be what it was before. NXT was designed to be a WWE version of a super indie. You know what I'm saying? And we've been saying that from the beginning. It's a super indie. They had all the biggest independent stars. They had all the biggest guys in WWE who got let go and came back. They were designed to be competition with Ring of Honor and New Japan right before AEW came. And unfortunately, like we said a long time ago, when they lost that war, Vince said, fuck you, your shit's gone. Mm. And as we've seen this week, Hunter, your shit is gone.
I think that he's pretty much cleaned out the rest of it.
He did. The only one left is Michaels. And that's because he's like a surrogate son to
that's
Vince.
That's not even confirmed that he's still there. But remember, they let go of everybody in the back.
I mean, the only people
Hey, Joe, how's that second contract worked out for you?
He was fine with it.
How you got fired twice?
Actually, dude took it handled it with class.
No, he did.
Electra Lopez is a bright spot on NXT because of her ability in the ring. A bright spot, a real
She game. Has great assets.
Oh, my goodness.
To NXT.
Yes, the wardrobe.
Yes.
Anyway, as I was saying before, we
were in a good group.
So politely interrupted. one of the bright spots, I mentioned him about four times with you guys today. I call him Lil Oos, Solo Sikoa. Like the dude. Hate the fact that they put a microphone in his hand, let him speak with his fist. He's supposed to be a street fighter. Let him do it. There's one person who WWE is trying to make us, I guess, get over on. It's just not.
We haven't even mentioned his name yet.
Not happening. You, go ahead, bro.
Grayson Waller.
Oh my God, Brock. No, I just no.
I get it. He's a heel. I do hate him as a heel, but I don't know what it is about this dude. He just doesn't do it for me. Like, he's trying so hard. Like, he's a modern day hipster that's just like, he's literally a clout chaser. Like, his gimmick is he's a clout chaser. And it's like, bro, you haven't proved anything. You hit one good swanton in a War Games match. That's it.
At least The Miz did his time after eating fried chicken. Like, you
yeah. Just... Yeah, he did that shit to a fucking murderer. You know what I'm saying? No one told you to ask to get extra crispy. So, but yeah, no, I'm sorry, Gray. I don't like the Grayson Waller effect. I see what they're trying to do with AJ and him, but if AJ drops to this dude, boy, the IWC is going to be pissed.
I think AJ's whole role right now is to put over the young guys. I have a very, very, I guess you can call it opinionated opinion about somebody who's currently dead at four, but we're not going to touch that yet. but as a whole, NXT 2.0, as you said previously, just call it something else.
This is not NXT. Fucking rainbow. I'm giving you all the fucking name.
Rainbow.
The rainbow. All right. Okay? Because this is what NXT 2.0 is.
Oh, the Creed Brothers also, by the way. Fucking big fan of the
Creed. Great. I love the Creed Brothers.
Oh, my God. Talk about boring and generic as bland as fuck.
As the Creeds?
The Creed Brothers are blander than a goddamn...
Stop. Stop. 3 years ago, you were saying the same exact thing
about another tag team.
Another tag team from NXT. Yeah, we were telling you was great.
And it's 2022. Stop fucking lying already. Jesus, we're going to keep lying for 3 fucking years now?
Does anybody else remember what Eddie used to say about FTR?
I never badmouthed FTR.
He talked shit about the revival.
The Doughboys?
What the Doughboys. Revival?
See what I'm saying?
What are you talking about the revival? They are FTR.
They are. Now they are. Oh, this is the new Jackass. Remember what I was telling you about it?
Oh my goodness. Man, I can't believe they're still doing this.
They're still doing this.
Smoking Guns 2.0.
I'm literally going to tell you right now. NXT 2.0, the rainbow. I have watched maybe 10 minutes.
I watch every week.
This okay. I can't.
I try to watch every
week. I can't stand what the fuck they did. They literally went in there and fucking totally obliterated everything.
Mm-hmm.
Got rid of everybody. Okay. Pissed on all of it. Because Vince went in there and just pissed all over the black and gold. Mm-hmm. Like,
ugh. He didn't piss on it, bro. He shot it.
Pissed on it.
He just shot it.
Okay.
Yeah, quicker.
Put it this way. Family gatherings must be awkward as fuck. Because Triple H ain't showing up.
Well, the table's a lot smaller.
That man ain't showing up. That man is having somebody drop the grandchildren off. And he's saying, fuck you, I'm not going. Steph, you can go on your own. I don't give a fuck, I'm not going. Shane, what are you doing?
So my take about a year ago, when everyone thought I was crazy, about Triple H saying, fuck this shit, I'm done. Do I still sound crazy? I'm just saying, do I still sound crazy?
Oh, yeah, I have a heart problem. No scar on the chest, but I have a heart problem.
I mean, at this point, I cash out whatever stocks I have, take my money, and enjoy my retirement. He ain't going back in the ring.
Mm-mm.
Okay? I don't think he has it in him right now. To people are like, oh, what if he started up his own promotion? I don't think he has it in him to start.
Yeah, that's correct. Where the fuck did that idea come from? Like, did he ever mention that?
No, but if he wanted to, he could. But that what just up, requires a lot of financial backing.
Free Gabe Jackson. It's a big mystery.
I wonder what happened to that guy.
I know.
See, what happened was, I heard this Gabe Jackson person was sending very small dick pics to people. Facebook found out.
Using some of that Texas Tech. Anyway,
okay, there was no Longhorn involved.
I'm not getting into this.
It was like more like a stub.
Oh. I'm not touching this one with anybody's phone.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna catch hell for that one, just so you know. It's just gonna happen in about 30 seconds. And
oh, please, I fucking lit him up.
I didn't say anything. Don't look at me like that.
You wanna be a troll? I lit him up like he was a troll. I was like, I am going to light this man up. I'm going to go. Man, I had him lined up. I had more ammo on the.
Is this
one of those making cases memes, that, I was making memes for fun.
Is it one of those cases that from troll, takes a troll to know a troll? but anyway, I'm sorry. That was a bad joke.
I'm a troll. I spit facts.
Spit hot fight.
He did. The little guy didn't catch it.
I'm not a troll.
We honestly, Gary, we missed y'all too. Like, honest to God, we really did.
Seriously, man. All right, what's next on the agenda? You got something?
I do got something. Eddie, did you have something?
Well, you want me to continue pissing on the rainbow? I could.
Continue. We know you want to piss on the
I guess I'll go. All right. Like I said, we haven't been around for a few months, and there was one bit of news that anybody who knows me personally knows that this shit hurt my soul. Was the closing down of Ring of Honor.
Can we get another one?
What?
For Ring of Honor, bro.
It's not closed. Huh? Supercard of Honor.
No, technically, they announced Supercard of Honor, so they are coming back. Cool. Okay. Yeah, April 1st. They're doing
so that's not a rumor. It's been announced.
Yeah, it's been announced. So there is a Supercard of Honor.
They're
not
dead.
But the fact that they're going to be reimagining what Ring of Honor is hurts my fucking soul.
2.0.
Please don't. Please don't be 2.0. But I'm sorry. To me...
No! You know what Ring of Honor is going to do? Hi, Mr. Levesque. We heard you're not doing anything right now.
Free Brian Cage.
You can have him.
Brian
Take him.
Cage? I like Brian Cage, but...
I do too, but you know what? Take Brian Cage. Take him and his wife. They burned the bridge.
Yeah.
Brian Cage?
Where's he going? People? He ain't going to WWE.
Let's be straight about Brian Cage.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere in WWE.
No.
He'll go in there and be a flash in the pan, okay? Was he going to go back to Mexico and be a Trumper again?
He can't go to NXT.
Okay, they're not taking him to NXT. He's way too fucking old and way too steroid up.
Honestly, his best bet, if
he ain't going back to Impact.
That was going to be my bet, bud.
So.
He can go back to Impact. Impact takes everybody.
Yeah.
No, I think him and his wife burnt some britches back.
Melissa's been cool with the people at Impact. But I think the way Brian left, it was kind of sketchy.
If Matt Hardy can appear on Impact TV.
Yeah.
And his mantra was, fuck that out.
Yes, Terminus. I want to see Jabari. I cannot fucking wait for that show. I cannot wait for that show.
Anybody know what's going on with Shane Taylor?
That I don't know. And this is what I'm saying. This is where I was going to go with the Ring of Honor thing, right? Like, right now, with this gap in this releasing contract, to me, it's the dumbest, not the dumbest thing, but it's the scariest thing they could have done. By releasing everybody from their contracts, right? You are legitimately giving people that are lifers, like the Briscoes. You're giving a guy like Shane Taylor, who has been fucking tearing it up,
yes,
down there in Ring of Honor. You know what I'm saying? You're letting guys like Brian Johnston. You're letting guys like Danhausen free. You're letting guys, and by the way, love that Danhausen. You're letting guys that have been lifers there, like Rhett Titus and Kenny King, just go. You know what I'm saying? There is so much greatness that came out of Ring of Honor. And we still see it today. Like, literally, we're watching one of the guys who was a Ring of Honor champion on television. I knew this guy was going to be a star the day that I saw him in Ring of Honor as part of the Age of the Fall. By that, I'm talking about Tyler Black, a.k.a. Seth Rollins.
Who the fuck is Tyler Black?
It's Seth freaking Rollins.
I'm sorry, Seth freaking
Rollins. You gotta say the freaking.
Freaking. Yeah, gotta have freaking.
All right, go ahead, bro.
But like, to me, that was one of the scariest things. Do I respect what they did during this pandemic? Yes, I respected the fact that they paid everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it was their downfall. They could have just said, you know, we're suspending operations. You know, when we figure out what's going to go on, we'll bring everybody back at the right time. I didn't like the way they went about this. I don't like the fact that just on a random day, they just said, you know what, we're done.
The fried chicken company just shell out fucking fried plant?
KFC just put out Beyond Chicken. What the fuck is 2022?
When the chicken company stop selling chicken.
We all have one job. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
That's all you have to do.
That's all the Colonel said. Just fry my fucking chicken. And add my spirit.
Gary, I don't know what type of crack you're on, but if you're saying PJ Black over Tyler Black, boy, whoo! They're not even in the same league.
One had a chance if he would just stop fucking being
weird.
Yeah.
But no, Tyler Black over PJ Black any day of the week. But no, to me, as a guy who watched, I've been watching Ring of Honor since 2003. You know what I'm saying? I remember the beginnings of Ring of Honor, the Murphy Rec Center stuff. I remember watching the things with, you know what I'm saying, like actually purchasing DVDs to watch Ring of Honor. I used to have a friend of mine who worked at a law firm, and every week he'd bring me 5 Ring of Honor DVDs and be like, here, check these ones out. And he'd give them to me in order. Like, he literally gave them to me in order. So up until then, up until the HD Nets, up until fucking all the other channels they started working on, like Destination, oh, I'm sorry, not Destination America. Where were they on after that? They were on, no, they went straight from HD Net to Sinclair. And Sinclair was the biggest joke out of everything. And with all due respect, I pray to God, whoever is going to run Ring of Honor in this next era of Ring of Honor does the right thing. Put them on fucking TV. Don't put them on 1 o'clock in the morning randomly. Put them on at a decent time. Put them on at a time when nobody else is on.
You're telling me you can't score ratings at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night?
Bruh, SNL.
And have events on Sunday that you advertise on Monday?
It literally came on right after Saturday Night Live up here.
You are you telling me that's a bad spot for ratings?
I'm just saying. but to me, I'm sorry. Ring of Honor, it's so sad. Final Battle, by the way, was phenomenal. I loved everything on it. Kenny King and Shane Taylor was awesome. That ladder spot was a little sketchy. When it comes to Jonathan Gresham holding the title, fucking loved it. I love the fact that everybody on that show, including EC3 and Jonathan Gresham, took out their frustrations on Ring of Honor and told the truth and said there is no honor in this company, because there wasn't no honor in that company. And people have been saying that for years. That's why Ring of Honor fell off. The business, even Jim Cornette was screaming about this when he left Ring of Honor. He knew they were fucking up. You know what I'm saying? So if Jim Cornette is telling you y'all are fucking up, and he, like, and we all know how Cornette is.
Yeah.
If he's telling you y'all are fucking up, and not even in the in-ring portion of it, he's telling y'all business-wise y'all were fucking up. There was a problem from jump. And I'm sorry, as an ROH fan, I'm praying to God this reboot goes good. Because if this reboot sucks, within 6 months, you can kiss Ring of Honor goodbye in all their history.
Fuck Sinclair, I feel you.
Any other thoughts on Ring of Honor?
Are they still... This is my thing. Ring of Honor technically right now is defunct, right? It's done.
Technically, right? Yes.
There's no rosters.
There is no roster as of right now. The only person I would say might be on the roster is Gresham, based on the fact that he... He's holding the title.
That's the point.
But Roxy also holds the women's title, but she's already at WWE on tryouts.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying? And she showed up on Impact during the pay-per-view this past weekend.
Well, Impact, I hate to say this, that's free agents as it gets. They don't get, you want to go to New Japan? Cool. Okay. Yeah, we're going to be at AEW tomorrow. Can't make it to work. All right, going to be here next week? Okay, cool. But that's my thing. Like,
I'm telling you right now, but man, the championship is that's what Paul's going to do. Paul's going to walk in there and say, I'm here to save Ring of Honor.
I'll even take Shane. Like he said, Shane McMahon, I'm totally with Shane.
Keep it separate. If you're going to do totally that, separate. Keep it separate. I don't want crossovers, not an invasion angle. I don't want none of that. Keep it the way it is, man. But seriously, though, the title's being defended. For what? Why are you still calling that the Ring of Honor Championship?
I mean, technically, it still is the Ring of Honor Championship.
And can't NWA adopt it until you know what NWA shit? Ring of Honor's gone.
I mean, up until April. But I will say it is smart that he is, quote-unquote, defending the title because of the fact that he's keeping the name alive. And in all actuality, the fact that they shut down has given them more of a buzz than they have in the past, what, 2-3 years now?
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing about it?
Well, they had an event that they didn't advertise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Gabe pointed it out. It's a rumor that I saw as well that Ring of Honor is going to come back as an indie.
At Terminus?
That's what they always been.
No, they're going to be a true indie. Nobody's going to get signed to a long-term deal. Everybody's going to be on a per appearance.
I'm okay with that.
Jabari, where's that going to be at? But go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's in Atlanta.
Huh?
Yeah.
You ain't getting down there for
that. Yeah, doing that in Atlanta.
They're in Atlanta.
Ring of Honor at this
point. Atlanta's blowing up in wrestling, man.
Ring of Honor at this point, even returning, it's not going to be the same. Okay, Sinclair wants to reimagine whatever the fuck that means. They're probably gonna try to brighten it up and everything. You know, they need to get fans back in there. Okay, because yes, they were doing all that COVID protocol bullshit and everything, which surprised me with Sinclair doing being that anal, seeing as they're one of those broadcasting companies that promote, you know, don't listen, don't listen. Listen to us. We're telling you the truth. You know, that's all Democrat run and everything. We're telling you the
Once
truth.
Once you say you know, that it's Republican or it's Democrat, you lost my interest.
You lost the majority of your audience.
Sinclair Broadcasting is 100% Republican side, and it's 100% against everything else. Equality, all that.
Don't fuck up this time, Biggie.
So, we know what Sinclair Broadcasting is all about. They don't want to put in the money on anything that they don't feel is going to, it's worth it. Why they brought Ring of Honor, I have no fucking idea. I think they just brought it to buy it.
Honest to God.
I think somebody was bored with money.
The day Kerry Silkin sold that company, I knew that company was doomed. It's sad to say it, but as someone who's, like I said, an old school ROH guy, who went to the shows, who met Kerry Silkin at every event, anybody who went to Ring of Honor from like 2000 and I want to say 6 to like 2012, at the end of every show, Kerry Silkin would be at the exit, if he wasn't handing over a title, will be at the exit and shake your hand and say thank you for coming. Legitimately. Like, every fucking show. You got a chance to say what up to Kerry Silkin.
Hey, sorry, I'm loving the indie life, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm not for nothing, dude. I recently just got into going to indie shows. I fucking love it, bro.
Hey, Kyle.
What's up?
Guess who made it to Botchamania?
Wait a minute. Now, I know the spot, right?
Yep.
Let me describe the spot, right?
Oh, yeah, because we were there for this.
It was between two cops, right?
What the fuck? Former cops. Right? Banbury and Dutch. AKA so, Bill Carr.
They were outside the ring.
And all you were right there. As you can see, I was literally right there as it happened.
Me too. I was the guy in the gray hoodie. Put him on the table, right?
Yep.
And the table said, boom.
It said, fuck it. Y'all ain't paying me to work overtime.
Bro. Was that you that started the holy shit chant when that happened?
No, that wasn't me. That was the guy next to me.
Oh, okay.
That was the dude next to me who started that. But I kept it going. I mean, that shit was fun.
Bro, that was the best time I've had at an indie show. Period. That was great, man. Hey, NWO Extreme, NWO.
New World Wrestling Extreme.
You gotta step it up a little bit, man.
Oh, James is moving around, man. He's doing Connecticut. He's doing Mass. He's doing Woonsocket again.
Yeah, fuck. Woonsocket.
He's moving.
Shit.
I think it's in May. May's the next Woonsocket show.
All right. But, yeah, the next Beyond show, though.
Ah.
Talk about somebody you want to see and somebody you don't want to see being on the same fucking
car. Why are you mad? He's coming. You know he's coming.
Bro, I'll tell him to his face. Every fucking thing that I've said on this podcast, I will say to his fucking face.
Just so y'all know, Matt Cardona is coming to Providence. We all know how Kyle feels about Matt Cardona. You really gonna tell him?
Seth Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah, he's getting the push, bro. He's going to Rumble to fight Rumble.
I'm talking about Seth Rollins.
I talk about that Big E lost.
Clean.
Again?
It happens.
Damn, he sold the shit out of that.
That's what Big E does, baby.
Oh, so now he's just good enough to be putting people over now. He's not good enough to be world champion, huh?
Are we going to do this, man?
Eddie does have his rant. And Eddie, you know something? I have something for you, as you've seen. So, you ready for your little...
Which rant? I don't have any...
I thought you were going to get into something else.
I have multiple rants, but I'm just waiting for you guys to stop talking about sad stuff and everything.
Well, you want to bring in something positive? Would you like to talk about something positive, Eddie?
How about the positives of AEW's been putting on... Bangers after bangers after bangers. While WWE be giving you snooze fest after snooze fest after snooze fest.
Your opinion.
My opinion.
I thought New Year's Evil was fucking fire.
It was good. Congratulations. You gave me one good show.
I thought Dave
out of
one
several fucking
was fucking
I thought Dave
fire.
Was good.
Congratulations. You gave me a premium live event.
But you just said lately.
I'm talking about
lately, yeah.
Okay. I have watched maybe 20 minutes total of Raw and SmackDown combined.
Okay.
Why? Because they
hate WWE.
Boring as shit. Boring as horseshit. Okay.
Boring as Cody getting yet another title run and then
you
drop it.
Have you acknowledged that man tonight?
talk to your people.
Has anybody said?
Wait, all right, Eddie, hit him with it.
All right. Has anybody given a fucking thought to the fact that the WWE Women's Division has gone to shit that they had to call Impact and say, can we borrow your champion?
You know
who we threw out with trash bags? Who we threw the fuck out with trash You can
barely see him in that. You can barely see her in that promo, by the way.
The guilty party was fired.
Okay. Look at this. Look at this sad, sad state of events over here.
Everybody in that ring.
Remember? Anybody remember what everybody told him? Remember Rhea Ripley?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we already had that story.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I dare you to put that on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Put that on WWE. I dare you to. Go ahead.
Put that on WWE?
Go ahead.
They fucking neutered her. They straight up neutered this chick. She is nothing that she was.
Rhea was punching.
Okay? And look.
Show it with your chest, Jabari.
And look.
Show it with your chest.
Look down the butterfly. The butterfly queen over here. Who everybody said, she came up with it herself. Vince loves it. She's going to be huge. Yeah. That taking her fucking absolutely fucking nowhere. We wait for Randy Orton to RKO fucking Matt Riddle. Fuck, I'm waiting for Rhea Ripley to rip this bitch's head off.
How many titles does Chris Statlander have? The Alien. That over gimmick. How many titles does she have? I think she's one up.
She won a title! I'm useless! Our women's title's more prestige!
Stop!
It's held by a fucking dentist! What do they do? What kind of degrees they have?
Wait a minute. Stop. Rewind this tape. Nah, hell no. Uh-uh. We can't let you pass that last line.
What? What degrees do they have?
You said that it's held by a dentist.
Wait, she's a dentist?
Who the fuck's a dentist?
Dr. Britt Baker.
It's DMD. You messed that up.
Okay.
By the way, Bob, is Britt Baker a dentist?
So I heard.
Oh, okay. Continue.
Okay. Come on. Don't get me started in the goddamn lack of tag team division in WWE. And don't give me, you got Alpha Academy, you got the Straight Profits. And we get the Usos and New Day every fucking week. Now, mind you, I'll give it to you. These two teams know each other. They put on bangers.
Okay.
I'm happy for you.
Okay.
But for Jesus Christ, when you watch it 52 times a year, every fucking week, you're like,
I agree.
You got to blow your head off at one point.
Sort of like Cody getting a W, but continue.
Acknowledge. Okay. Greatness. Cody Homelander Rhodes is absolute greatness right now. And when he hits that pedigree, everybody's going to shit their pants. Okay? You know what? Acknowledge the fact that Cody did Hunter a favor by destroying the throne before Vince got to it and fucking blew that bitch up on fucking New Year's Evil. I'm surprised he didn't have Brock Breaker take a shit on the throne. Just, with the crown sitting on it and everything, just shit all over. Just maybe have a Steiner moment.
He did kick the X. Bro, you gotta remember, Triple H and Scott got beef, so, you know.
Hey, you know, somebody else came out with letters on the stage and just walked right by him, you know. And actually defended his title at us.
Remember what everybody was saying? Remember what everybody was saying? Edge and Miz is going to be like poking MJF.
Who the fuck?
Psych!
Who the fuck said that?
The goddamn fucking Lord of those puppets in this world. Who were telling that Miz and Edge is going to be a good thing. That shit sucked.
That match did not suck.
It wasn't
great, but it wasn't bad.
It
wasn't the greatest match of all time.
Why did Beth Phoenix look like a fucking...
That match was good too, by the way.
I want a DNA test done. I think Beth Phoenix is Ty Conti's mom, because she came out looking like Ty Conti.
Just the hair, Eddie. Just the hair.
The way the hair was, it shaped her face. I'm like, why does that look like an older version of Ty Conti?
She got a style from Johnny Drip Drip.
I will say she did look good.
Beth
always looked good. I'm just saying.
Get somebody that looks at you like Edge looks at Beth.
Woo!
Like I sent the kids to grandma's house.
And now we get to have an intergender match. That's going to be fucking phenomenal.
So you don't want to see The Miz get his ass kicked?
I don't want to see The Miz! What the fuck? And then you're ruining Grayson Waller to take his place. That's literally what he's...
And a child psychologist?
Wait, who's a child psychologist?
Stop.
What? Hey, they also got Jade's husband.
Yeah, and where's her fucking flowers? Where's Jade Cargill's flowers?
You mean besides the fucking great reception that she received from AEW, the fact that the trolls online wanted to, me in particular, wanted to thank Big Swole for her actually getting it, me in particular. Jade Cargo goes fucking over, bro.
I will say this about that match. It was sloppy at times, but the right person actually won.
Ruby is... She puts on great matches.
True.
But she always has that one to two times where you're like, yeah, she fucked up.
Yeah. I mean,
James Green is, like she said, she's green.
Yeah, Jade's still green, so it's growing pains. But the one thing I can say about AEW that they do right when it comes to Jade is they have the Paul Heyman effect. Accentuate the positives, hide the negatives. Yeah. And I love the fact that they didn't attempt to go on that top rope for that fucking slam thing, the glam slam thing that she does. So that was actually smart.
You watch your mouth, Gary.
What did Gary say?
You never mentioned the Cody and the Miz in the hell no, fuck no. I can sit through a fucking I can sit through a Cody Rhodes goddamn fucking whatever his got.
You mean Stardust?
Right to the top, whatever the Cody Rhodes okay, show.
Okay, first off,
Miz and Mrs.
Come on. I know you got hate for Cody. All right. Original Cody coming in sucked.
Okay,
dashing Cody Rhodes. Greatness. Phantom of the Opera, Cody. Great, though. Yeah. This motherfucker had dudes in the front row wearing paper bags.
That was greatness.
That was greatness.
Nothing with fashion.
Huh?
With the stash.
No, Phantom of the Opera. He was like, put on the paper bag. No, that Cody was great, too.
Porn stash Cody.
That was dashing. That was part of dashing.
Yeah.
That was second half of dashing. But no, we gotta stop hating on Cody like he that bad.
We have to stop?
I will. Do you want me? You can keep going. It's funny
for me. He put Stardust over.
Yeah, he did.
Dustin Rhodes is 1,000% responsible for getting Stardust over.
I don't know.
I said it.
He actually blew Stardust at people.
Okay, I've got another thing.
I mean,
he got Stardust over.
Okay.
Put some goddamn fucking respect in his name.
So Miz never reinvented himself? No?
What the fuck is he reinvented?
Hoorah, Miz! Who started out as the MTV reality kid who came out and became a fucking pretty boy and then the Hollywood A-lister?
Reinventing yourself! That's just showing that you got... Okay, I was poor.
How about this?
Still a dick. Still dick on the shit. Now I got a little bit of money. Still a dick. Still dick on the shit. Got some more money, still a dick, I think I'm the shit, and the whole time, he's been the king of soft style.
You mean the guy who keeps people employed?
Soft.
That motherfucker.
Keeps people employed, I'm calling it. He left and his boy got fired.
That's why. I'm calling Miz temp agency. You leave my agency, you're no longer employed. Think about it. B-team left his agency.
Well, he's got to put up B-team. You know that hits Eddie right here.
That's just a carriage.
How about his stunt double? Alex Riley? Do you want me to keep going? When you leave The Miz, you're no longer employed. You should not The Miz.
When you're paired with The Miz, you already got your pink slip. Okay? Because that's a death set. That's creative's way of telling you.
You're about to get your wish, bro.
Okay? That's creative's way of telling you. We have nothing for you. We don't like you. We fucking hate you. Now go put over the fucking Miz, and then when they're done using you to get The Miz over, you're fired.
Yeah.
Because everybody who was with The Miz was better than The Miz. Alex Riley was better than The Miz.
How?
How? How? How? How?
A-Rod was pretty good.
He was money if they would have fucking kept him.
That's a Cena issue.
What's he doing right now?
Who knows?
Oh, okay, closer. But he's better than this.
Damian Sandow! Stunt double! Everybody came to see the stunt double!
What's he doing now?
NWA.
Okay, first off, we put respect on Sandow's name, alright? We put respect on Sandow's name. You know why? Because he keeps the legacy of karate alive.
Okay, but right. He was...
Put respect on my
name. When he was paired with the Miz...
Karate!
There you go.
When he was paired with the Miz, you can't see him!
You gonna cry, bro? Shoot me, fucker. Shit. You'll get a cat.
All right. But yeah, it is time for our annual UWO Awards. We celebrate...
Explain the format.
Huh?
Explain the format.
Yeah, basically, what we're going to do this year is we got the categories. Instead of posting them up for people to vote on, what we decided to do is just give our categories to ourselves. We're each going to throw somebody out there, and we're going to vote on the winner, I guess, right? That's what we're going
to do. Let's do it.
All right. Should we start? Where should we start? Start from the bottom.
Can we do best jobber? Because I don't think that's needed.
It's not really best jobber, but best burial. Jobber. We can do burial / botch of the year.
Botch of the year?
Oh, we can do it.
That's interesting.
Because that one's going to be fun.
All right. What you got?
Oh, so I go. I'm going right.
Stalking, fucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, you remember this group a couple months ago that everybody was hyped off of? That went by the name of Shit Row. Shit Row. What did Brian say about Shit Row? What did Brian say about Shit Row?
I don't like them. They're not good either.
I said, I said,
gotta give it up. I gotta give it up. You gave the homie his props, though.
Who?
Who's the shining fucking star of fucking Hit Row, bro?
Oh, Shane Strickland.
Yes.
Yeah, I've always been over Shane. And I even said Top Dollar got an opportunity to beat OG.
He fucked that up.
Well, we told him, hey, what did we tell him when he started dissing the Bucks? Shut the fuck up.
Dude, why would you call?
Everybody told me to let it play out.
Everyone said, oh, no, let it happen. Let him talk
that shit. He was going to call everybody, and fucking complain.
Everybody told me.
You told him. But no. My botch of the year.
I said it was done in NXT.
My botch of the year. And damn it really is a tie because the second one came in late, and I didn't know about this till like 2 weeks ago. I got to give it to B-Fab's wrestling match against fucking Electra Lopez. Man, that was the shits. I'm probably not going to win because somebody else may throw another name in there.
First of all, Electra Lopez is in the match, which makes it great.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different story. But man, that was the worst televised, like national TV. That shit made it onto USA. The other one's on Main Event or 205 Live. Nobody watches 205 Live anymore. Okay, this shit, I don't even know. But this shit was on USA at 8 o'clock. The first match of the opening of that show, all right? It was all about the girls. And then we let B-Fab and Electra Lopez get in the ring. And that was the last time we saw B-Fab. All right. So my burial / botch of the year is putting B-Fab in a wrestling ring. That's my pick.
I never thought I would miss Brandi Rhodes.
Acknowledge her.
Acknowledge her, goddammit.
Yo, B-Fab was fucking awful. All
right. As a matter of fact, hold on, because I still see him in the chat, Carl. If you want to chat, me and you will talk tomorrow. How about that? I'll reach out to you tomorrow. How's that?
All right. Cool.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Please. All right. And fuck the Cowboys, by the way.
I can't even say nothing bad about the fucking Cowboys, but god damn, they actually have.
I can. You know what? Tell Country Wayne to pay his goddamn cousin.
When they make it to the bowl, all right, y'all make it to the playoffs. I don't got faith in going to the playoffs, no. But make it to the Super Bowl, and then y'all can talk all this.
What I think is gonna be bad. I'm gonna hate it, ain't I? You wanna know a botch?
Go for it.
You wanna know a fucking botch? Sammy Guevara versus Cody fucking Rhodes for the TNT title.
Nice winning.
Botched a fucking winner. Alright? And you want to know how bad they botched a winner? Hey, who's the current TNT champion?
It's the quietest that he's been in a while.
Yes! You botched a winner so bad that you gave him the belt 2 fucking weeks later. That's how bad you fucked it up. Shout out to AEW for rectifying my complaint.
Yeah.
All right.
They did
that. I called Tony. I hacked his fucking phone. Okay. And I called Tony and said, get that fucking title off of this motherfucker.
Give him the one night.
He got COVID, big fucking top, whatever the fuck this show is starting. He's got a new movie, a new baby, something to get him out of that fucking room.
First off, Go Big Show is fucking great, by the way. It's fucking great. If you guys haven't watched Go Big Show, if you're hating on Cody, please watch
that
show.
Boy that went down that ramp got robbed. That shit was hot.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm calling it right now. Professor Splash is winning the whole fucking thing. I see the way AGT. Professor Splash got some shit. Yeah. If you ain't seen him before, he's going to win that show.
I'm going to watch him. Okay.
Acknowledge him.
No, I'm not seriously.
Acknowledge him.
You want to know what my botch of the year was, honestly?
No, what's up?
And as bad as it sounds, it really is a botch. Somebody said Lash Legend was okay to go to that. Alright? Botch of the fucking year. Leave her in the back being Wendy fucking Williams. Do not put her in that ring again.
How you doing?
Fuck that.
Watch it here, Eddie. Go for it.
I mean, I have so many to choose from.
You gotta pick one. I got B-Fab, you got Lash.
Bro, she's back!
She really is.
Well, I'm gonna aim this one real low on you. I'm gonna go for the jugular. Impact's decision to put the title on Moose.
Wow.
He didn't do that.
Wow.
He didn't say that.
You know, it has generated the worst ratings, and Impact got shitty ratings as it is. They have gotten lower ratings with Moose.
It's almost as if somebody, that being me, who's labeled a hater, who told you that AEW's ratings increase for Impact Wrestling would not sustain as soon as they pulled out.
No, they did not sustain.
They didn't pull out.
Because they put the title on Moose. Nobody wants to see Moose.
You do realize that Moose is trending on Twitter as we speak.
Yeah.
He's trending because they put him in the WWE to give him a spotlight.
I'm okay
because
with that.
Impact is like, we fucked up, but we don't have anybody lined up because they're fucking up with goddamn Josh Alexander.
First of all, I was talking to Brian about that. I agree with you. So I was talking with Ryan about that. Josh Alexander is fucking money.
Yeah.
And not for nothing, he's not the Jannetty.
There is no Jannetty.
There's no Jannetty.
And I told you.
Ethan's doing his thing on AEW.
Ethan left. I was like, they need to strap their carriage to Josh Alexander.
He fucking killed it.
Okay.
When he gets that title back.
Everybody tuned into that pay-per-view to see him win that title. And then almost fucked it up by having Moose come in, win that belt, and everybody said, we ain't watching. Okay.
Almost as if Impact has some sort of long-term plan to get Josh Alexander to get his title back, since Moose technically cashed in, didn't beat him in a one-on-one. Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically, it was a one-on-one. Technically, it was a one-on-three. His wife and his kid were in the ring.
So right? you're gonna try to give me that wrap around
with his ass. You put my ass with my kid in the ring, bro.
You're trying to feed me on that reach around bullshit over here.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Somebody says it already.
To get him back. Okay. You can't get a man over that's more over than the champion. You can't do that. Like, how is that gonna work out? Josh Alexander gotta go in there and lower himself to Moses' standard.
Oh, that's fucked up, Ace Austin. I 1,000% agree with you there. Ace Austin.
Yes, Ace Austin.
Top two.
Chris Bay. Where the fuck is Chris Bay doing?
Everywhere.
He was on a dark match.
He's everywhere.
He's on dark matches.
But Impact.
So
Chris Bay everywhere.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that a talent like Chris Bay is on a dark match and they get a pass. But AEW has Malakai Black on dark and the world explodes.
I'm sorry, is Jay Lethal on AEW dark?
Yes, he has a tag team.
So it's the same exact shit.
And the IWC loses their shit over it. But nobody bats an eye.
I don't care about the IWC.
2022.
Who the fuck still pays attention to the IWC?
2022. Impact don't get passes with me no more. Your motherfuckers have been getting a pass. Where the fuck is Rinaldi?
He's fine.
You have been getting a pass, sir. You and Scott D'Amore have been getting a pass. Good pickup on Tom Phillips, though.
Yes.
Hey, look who it is.
Okay.
Hey, it's Grayson Waller.
I was wondering if
can you say that one more time, bro?
Hey, it's Grayson Waller.
It's a wallaby.
It's the Grayson, he's true blue.
Is he gonna take
Rock's water in life?
You know some dumbass motherfucker used to call this guy the great Austin Theory?
I wonder who would do that.
Who the fuck?
I mean,
he's nothing special, bro. Like, absolute manila. As my man Enzo once said, he is Times New Roman font. He is as generic as it comes, bro.
You're telling me he's mid?
No, he's not even mid. He's low. He's our number zero. He he's coming to the fucking arena. Hey guys, look, we got a wrestler coming now.
Why, come on, man. Give Tyler Breeze 2.0 chance.
He is T-Bow. He is not. Bro, he's a home run contest off of T-Bow.
That man needs a selfie stick.
All right, so we do got to vote on this because we have more categories to come up. So Eddie has the Moose title run.
He is vegan when it comes to best wrestler. He has nothing that's.
Hold on. Gary J. White failed New Japan. I said it.
Yeah.
I told you. He is the Baron fucking Corbin of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Nobody wanted to listen to me. Nobody wanted to hear me. I told you, Jay White is nothing.
All right,
to the point where he killed the Bullet Club. Okay? What? No buzz. He has no buzz. He joined the Bullet Club.
Why he has no buzz?
He joined the Bullet Club, and Tama Tonga has said, basically
Tama
said,
Tama's on vacation
shit.
Right
Tama
now.
Tama Tonga, fuck this shit. Okay.
He's on vacation. All right, so we do got to vote. All right, so.
They got two factions in the book.
How are we going to do this? Are we just going to raise hands?
Raise hands. All right. If you vote for.
B-Fab. I got to go B-Fab.
If you vote for last legend into a ring.
I would have voted for that, but like I said, B-Fab made it on national TV. I would have voted for that, but B-Fab was on TV.
Or can you go with Impact putting the world title on Moose?
As we can't vote twice, Eddie.
So the winner,
yes, B-Fab and Shit Row. How's the unemployment line?
Honorable mention.
Here we go. Here
honorable we... mention. This chick, who they completely fucked.
No, not at all. What are you talking about? Liv Morgan.
Oh my lord.
Just because she didn't win doesn't mean they're fucking her up. I think they're doing great with her. I don't like her promos.
What is she looking at? Looking up there. The camera's in front of you, bitch. Stop looking up.
It's probably.
All right, here we go. You ready to put a smile on Eddie's face? Rookie of the year. Eddie, would you like to go first?
Hawk. You ain't got nobody else.
I got three.
Who you got?
I got one.
I'll let you do three because I'm with Eddie.
I'll put you on this.
I'm with him.
My rookie has gold.
You going Bron Breakker?
My rookie has gold, baby.
All right, well, I got to say this.
My rookie has the red rum.
I'm sorry, Kyle. This is going to be a...
His daddy is Tyson. He's not even FTW champion.
Not yet. Not yet. Oh, this is going to come a day.
Let's see when he folds up Ricky Starks.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for him to throw out. Yeah, I'm with him, too. I'm not even going to... Should we just vote?
Hook.
Who's yours?
I was going with Hook. Hook was my pick, too.
All right.
I'm sorry.
But that is some bullshit.
All right, look.
I am being bamboozled.
Let me explain why. Let me explain why.
Do you see that fucking hair?
Okay, first off.
We are three bald men.
Yes.
Do you see that luscious fucking hair he got?
You know why that goes up?
A testicle? I don't need him anymore. What do you want?
Sorry about that.
Jade Carville, I would say she would be up there, but...
For Hook?
But... Okay. But
I'm sorry.
She herself admits she's green.
Yeah.
I can't do that, man.
But I gotta give it to her.
If she improves this year, she'll be in the running for most improved.
Yeah. But this is what I gotta say about Hook, right? I'm sorry. First off, the gimmick works. All right. We've been waiting for damn near a year and a half for this guy to get in the ring. CM Punk mentioned his name and the motherfucker started trending. The dude
CM Punk was spared because they didn't send Hook. We thought they said Hook's gonna get killed. Who the fuck knew that Hook would have killed him?
Yeah, legitimately. He would have destroyed Punk.
Like, what the fuck? If he would have gone to that Punk, we would have been talking about Punk in the past tense.
We wouldn't have been talking about Punk at all.
Priscilla
Kelly. She's not a rookie. She's been wrestling for years.
Not Priscilla Kelly.
What? For rookie of the year, Gabe?
All right.
Oh, wait, not Gabe.
I need to chat in this one, all right? Because I'm getting fucking outnumbered here.
Hook or Bron Breakker. Those are your two choices.
You guys got 1 minute. Hook or Bron Breakker.
All right, but for our votes, all votes.
Look at you, goddamn! What would your votes are for?
All right.
I'm sending Hook.
I'm sending Hook too.
Sending Bron Breakker, bro.
And he's gonna get owned. He's gonna get a Taz Plex.
You gonna do a sign and recline, I'm gonna fucking Juro flip you out of that.
He's gonna get a Taz Plex all over the place.
Just put Breakker, Bron, B. Put something. All right, you got 60 seconds.
This man brought out Roxy. Yeah.
In 30 seconds, they win.
Okay. All right.
Hook!
So while we wait on that, let's go to most improved for the year. Kyle, who do you got for most improved?
Most improved, it's got to be Bianca Belair. If we're going 2021, 2021 arguably was the year of Bianca Belair. She had one of the best matches. She made a event at WrestleMania, and she was barely being utilized in 2020 and 2019.
Just so you know, they're right in the hook in the chat.
I fucking hate them all.
Fucking hate them! In two matches! Just in a month!
Three!
Well, no, the third one.
Brock Breaker is currently the 2.0 champion. You guys realize
this. He Taz Plex Bear Bronson.
He no-sold a Rikishi murder.
Kyle, we saw Bear Bronson, like, literally, right in front of us.
That motherfucker is huge.
Yes.
That's not even the bigger one.
He's not even the bigger one.
Bro. He tossed him.
No, dude.
I was like, there's no fucking way.
Somebody
hit my hand, dude. Everybody just started hitting his hand.
He made
hard.
Aaron Solo and QT his bitch.
He really did.
And he hasn't broken a sweat.
Yet. At all.
Alright.
Kyle, you want me to tell you how great Hook is? Alright. He didn't even let Fuego hit the tornado. He didn't even let him set him.
You know how great Hook is? His hair gets
thick. Think about that.
When Hook farts in the same bathroom that Cody Rhodes is in, and Cody Rhodes wants to have a bathroom.
Hey, hold on. Wait, Kyle, let me ask you a question.
You know what happens? Cody says, I'm not going to the ring with that guy.
Kyle, let me ask you a question.
Fart fucked me up. He's going to beat my ass.
Let me ask you a question, all right? How many tornado DDTs did Fuego hit on Hook?
No.
Okay, now how many tornado DDTs did he hit on Miro?
Did he hit three?
Five!
Okay.
He hit five on fucking Miro! He couldn't even touch Hook! I'm sorry! And you know my opinion on Fuego, the GOAT.
You mean, so what you're trying to tell me is a move that was 100% because he hit it once.
Yeah.
Got hit five times afterwards.
Yep.
And then went.
But see, here's the thing, right? He didn't have a contract. So technically, it didn't count. Like even though he was 100, it's like being 100% in AAA, and then you go into the majors.
I'm sorry, get rid of the gimmick.
We're still doing this.
They're trying to do the McFoley thing with
her. Go ahead, bro.
All right, but no, I'm sorry. Hook was rookie of the year. But
Hook.
But most improved. Who do you got? You said you had Bianca, right?
Bianca.
Okay, Eddie. Who do you have?
Britt Baker.
Ooh, okay.
Let's face it.
2021, really?
Yeah, let's face it.
2020 was.
No, 2020. Yeah.
You got to remember, during 2020, she was actually hurt. She had the knee injury. Remember, she was in the wheelchair for most of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
But remember, at one point, we were literally like, get this woman off TV.
Wow. Good
fire one, her. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, at one point, it was get her the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Get her. I was sitting here. We made a mistake here. Well, I got to call TK and rectify this. TK had a sit down with her. She said, okay, I'm going to rectify this. Honey, I need a train. Adam Cole said, yes, baby.
Don't worry. And not only will I train you, I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
Give
me a couple of weeks. I'll be good.
Let me send this contract. Is it working your ring work?
Shout out to him, too, by the way.
Cool.
Shout out to fucking Adam Cole.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Dude, that motherfucker, not for nothing, gave no clues. He was signed to AEW, and his debut got overshadowed.
We'll discuss
that. But anyway, all right, go ahead.
For me, most improved, I wanted to go Ty Conti because I believe Ty Conti did improve a lot. Like leaps and bounds.
Was she with Titanera Conti?
Yeah, she improved leaps and bounds. But my pick is actually going to be Dante Martin.
Ooh.
I'm going with Dante Martin based on the fact that originally he was a tag team guy. And when his brother got injured, it was just like, all right, what are they going to do with this kid? And then every time he went into the ring, he stole the fucking show. No matter if it was mixed, if it was six-man matches, tag matches, him getting in the ring by himself. He literally went from being the young kid in the tag team where, you know, we saw potential in the team to breaking out and getting main event matches.
We found out who the Marty Jannetty was real fucking quick.
And then the sad thing is, we don't even know how the other brother, how good the other brother is right now because we've barely seen him.
And the sad part is that at this point, if he brought back the other brother and made him a tag team again, I think that'd be a disservice.
It would be a disservice to the kid. So for me, I go with Dante.
Hmm.
All right. Honestly, we have three really good picks here. Good picks.
If you're voting for DMDN, apparently PhD. Raise your hand.
Oh, I kind of want to give my vote to Britt, but
if you're raising your hand for.
Listen, no, Britt gets no votes.
I'm going to see if I can do this.
I mean, you can vote for it already.
The roughest, the toughest, the fastest. I can't do it. Bianca Belair. Raise your hands.
I kind
of. honestly, you know what? I give you my vote.
Yes!
I give you my vote only because. For two reasons. She did win the Rumble, and she did main event a night at WrestleMania, so I gotta give her that.
And won a hot award for the match.
Yeah, so, I mean.
And she also put Doudrop big ass on her fucking shoulders.
Listen, listen.
I gotta give it to her. I gotta give it to her just because of that.
You can't count that award.
Yes, I can.
No.
Yes, I can.
You can't count an award that was strictly made for the purposes of one company, paid for by said company, and chose the winner was chosen by said company.
So you're telling me I can't count Slammy Awards?
No.
Why not? So Owen Hart's not a two-time Slammy Award winner?
Well, okay, that's
yes. But you ain't gonna give me that shill of a fucking award that it featured no other fucking promotions in.
I will say this. The Slammy Awards almost as prestigious as ours.
I fucking love the Slammies. But go ahead.
All right, so I guess it's Bianca Belair.
It is. Ha ha.
All right.
UWO. Award winner. Put some respect on her name.
All right, let's go to...
Exactly, she wasn't bad. How's she improved?
Not improved in her... technically, yeah. Technically, that really is a good point.
And they fumbled her with 26 seconds. But everything, they were like this.
Hold on.
Hold on. Her promo work has gotten better. Okay, she's gotten crisper in the ring.
Yeah,
she actually can prove that she can go the distance by winning a fucking endurance match. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it in the Women's Battle Royal. Mm. Not only that, but she fucking lived up to all the fucking hype and put on a special fucking match with Sasha Banks and the fucking return to live arena in main event of WrestleMania Night fucking 1. Mm. She also, not only did she do all that, she interrupted a fucking rap concert. Give it to her.
But she did all of this in the beginning 4 months, and then afterwards.
For seven. Up until Survivor.
That blunder is the only blunder you can put on her.
Yeah. All right. How about this tag team of the year? Who wants to go first?
Oh, we all know who Eddie is. Go ahead, Eddie.
Come on, they're Triple A champions. They're former AEW tag team champions. They have perhaps the greatest tag team theme song.
I fucking love their theme song. No, I'm sorry. That's the old school of me. I love their theme song.
They have a good one in WWE, too.
Okay, they have...
No, the new one they got now
is better.
Fire.
It's definitely better.
Fire.
I mean, what else can you say? I'm like, people are upset that they're not being featured more, but, you know, you don't want to ruin a good thing. Tony Khan doesn't want to blow his load all over your face. He has other tag teams as well that he's trying to get up there. And eventually, they will get to the level of FTR, and FTR will be called upon to come get this young, fresh tag team.
I thought it was FTR.
On their back and carry this tag team and everything. Make this tag team look great.
Wait, I thought we were talking FTR. About FTR.
So was I, but go ahead.
Because FTR's not great.
So wait, FTR's not your pick?
They are my pick.
Oh, okay. I'm like, where are you going with this?
They're that great of a tag team that... Once they have the Midas touch. They touch another tag team, they become great.
Ah, okay.
Okay, people were starting to forget the Bucks, and then they mentioned FTR. And everybody's like, oh, the Bucks again.
Okay.
All right, I'll give you what. I'm going to shock the fuck out of everybody. Let's see if you can get it. Eddie, do you know what mine's going to be?
It's probably not going to be a tag team. It's probably going to be some makeshift team.
Okay. How about you?
Honestly, I thought you were going to go RK-Bro as well.
RK-Bro?
Yeah.
How about the team that put on what I consider to be my favorite fucking tag team match of all time and came out victorious, and that being the Lucha Bros? Get well soon, Rey Fénix.
Yes.
You mean Luffy. That motherfucker is Straw Hat fucking Luffy. He ate the gum fruit. That motherfucker's made out of rubber.
Dude.
This location.
Eddie.
When you said something, I missed it.
I saw it live. I'm like, bro, what?
Did
anybody see that?
Yo, I rewound back. And I was like, that shit went this way.
Gary, only reason I can't put Shane Taylor up there is because...
It's not a tag team.
They're a trio.
And I'm sorry to tell you, I'm not high on Shane Taylor promotions whatsoever.
Really? I like Shane Taylor. I love his promos. I love one of the other guys that's with him, the Dreads. The other guy, I still don't even know their names. That's why I'm still like, yeah. But I love what Shane Taylor.
I've never been high on Shane Taylor.
But hang on. Not only did they win the tag team titles on that, and on a fucking brutal match, by the way, that I actually even gave props to both fucking Young Bucks in. But they happen to be right now, well, not right now because it's broken up, but before the broken up, they were.
What? Everywhere.
Everywhere. They were everywhere. You want a match?
Yeah. It's been a while. It took me a second.
It's been a couple months. They were
Everywhere. Originally,
Freebird rules.
Yeah, but they have Trios titles. You can't Freebird three. There's only three.
That is true.
All right, well, I guess I got to go to my reserve team. Originally, I was going to go Lucha Bros. And then independently, I wanted to go Briscoes. But based on the fact that nobody was watching Ring of Honor and they were feuding with each other during the majority of the year, I can't really go with them. I got to go with the Usos. I got to go with the Usos, man. They're the ones, baby. With all due respect, even though I say this till the day I die, the Usos are literally the WWE's version of the Briscoes. They're a phenomenal tag team. When they are together, they're fucking great. The storyline with them being involved with Roman the entire year has done them a lot of justice. Yeah.
Has it?
Especially Jay.
Jay has elevated. Yes. Legitimately has. Let's be real.
Main event LJ.
Still counts.
He was still main event.
He's still the main event. What the fuck is he?
He was pre-show Jay before.
And then Eddie, you even, hold on, wait, here's the kicker. You even gave the storyline for Jimmy.
You did.
And they never did.
No, they did exactly what
they literally did exactly
what
you said.
They literally put a t-shirt that said exactly
what you said. Like, they heard what you said. But I got to give it to the Usos. And even though I agree with Eddie, like you said earlier, I don't need to see them versus the New Day 70 times out of the year.
The matches are always good.
So I got to go with Usos on this one, just to be different from everybody else.
Mine is the one where they fucking got absolutely annihilated by the Bludgeon Brothers. Everyone was fucking amazing. It was
great. So,
actually, I could include that one too because they took an ass whipping after that.
All right, people. So I guess we got to vote.
Who you got?
This is gonna be tough.
Did you just try to nominate Dom and Ray? Gary.
Dom and Ray.
That's what I'm reading.
I.
You missed that conversation when we were talking about Hook. But what's the
Eddie?
Oh, wait, no, you gotta give us the...
Eddie's vote was FTR. Raise your hand for FTR.
I'm with you on FTR, too. God damn it.
Raise your hand for... Who the fuck
is that? You know, I'm voting FTR. I'm with Eddie on this. FTR doesn't... They don't put on bad matches.
Okay.
Eddie, you gotta vote, too. That's your team.
So you're gonna vote for yourself?
No, you can't.
Oh, well, then fuck.
Fuck! Oh, I'm sorry! And trust me, I honestly, I'm tied between both of y'all. Generally, that's how I feel. I'm tied between both of y'all.
Chat, do that.
I know.
You just give your
chat, vote. y'all throw
Chet, some. You give your vote away. Fucking FTR wins.
Gary, I have been put flowers in that grave.
Raise your lettering.
I have been put flowers in that grave.
Who are the War Raiders?
Who are they?
I poured out a whole goddamn fucking.
No Street Profits. Think about it, Gary. With all due respect, what have the Street Profits done this year?
They haven't done shit.
Not at all.
2020. Absolutely.
2021?
Nada.
Missing.
Nothing.
Missing.
And so this, all three of these teams have held titles.
And you know, if you follow this podcast, you know I love the Street Profits.
You know I love Montez.
You know I'm still waiting to figure out why we're hating on Dawkins.
I'm still waiting. Can you tell us it's a new year?
Is it? Yeah, it's 2022. Are we done with this now? Is this gimmick?
Well, for one, the man can't even get a fucking proper lineup and a proper cleanup on his fucking face. Like Montez out there looking.
So it's cosmetic.
Montez is literally out there looking fresh and crisp.
So it's cosmetic. Okay. That's the reason why.
But Dawkins, right, looking like the bad boy that just got out of bed late.
Cosmetically, please.
He was late for his job at driving.
What kind of shit is this? Why did I put the black woman to the white girls? But anyway.
Alright. So FTR gets it for tag team of the year. Here we go. This should be a fun one. Pay-per-view / event / premium live event of the year.
You're gonna make me say
there's it. Only one choice.
You're gonna make me say it, ain't you? Go ahead, Eddie.
No, Kyle, you gotta say it.
No, fuck you. You say it.
I'll say it. The show of the year was All Out. There was nothing topping All Out. All Out was the show. It was the return of CM Punk. No matter how you feel about him, it was the return of CM Punk. All right? It was also the night fucking we had three huge debut debuts, as I would say. Debuts, all right? We had Ruby Soho debut. We had Adam Cole Bebe debut. And then we had the return of the American fucking Dragon, Bryan Danielson.
By the way, he's absolutely killing it.
Even though on this card there was a match between QT Marshall and Big Show that nobody was going to talk about.
No, because that match that,
nobody saw. Nobody saw that because we all went to the bathroom.
Why the fuck is that the match that you bring up?
I'm just saying because that could be like the low ball of this paper.
All the matches to bring up, you bring up the one that nobody watched.
Exactly, but
I watched it.
But it was also the night that your Lucha Bros won the tag team titles.
Match was fucking incredible. Listen, there's no, when Dave Meltzer blows his load and puts 19 stars for anything that touches fucking AEW New Japan, I 1,000% agree. I mean, excuse me, disagree. 1,000% disagree, right? This time, I don't think he gave them enough stars.
Wow.
That match was in fucking, the fucking sneakers with the, come on, bro.
That was a good one.
Are you kidding me?
That was a good one.
I got All Out.
All Out wins.
All Out wins. That was making it easy. The only other two events I had up there were Final Battle from Ring of Honor.
I like Royal Rumble, too.
Royal Rumble was good, too.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but Crown Jewel.
Crown Jewel was okay.
It was actually a good
show. If you get away from the fact that there's blood money funding it.
Yeah. It was actually a really good show. Plus, we crowned a king.
Yeah.
All Hail King.
Put to the side.
All Hail King Woods. The energy has not stopped in 2022, ladies and gentlemen.
That energy.
First off, not for me.
First off, I love his new crown, by the way. All right, here we go. Now we're going to get into some of the difficult ones. We're going to do the ladies first on this one.
Hey, Bound for Glory did debut the Inspiration.
They did.
However,
that was probably the best part of the whole
All thing. Out was fucking phenomenal. Minus QT Marshall on the show. Yep. It was.
Don't forget, we also had Darby versus MJF on that card, too.
See how bad that match was, okay? Both of us have just said that match, right?
Yeah.
Neither one of us called that man Paul White. We never do that.
Yeah. We have to call him by his government. Because that was Big Show in the ring, all
right? We never do that.
All right, here we go. Female Wrestler of the Year. This is going to be an interesting discussion.
This one's tough.
This one's going to be an interesting discussion. Eddie, who you got on this one?
Female Wrestler of the Year.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to be kind of hard to go past Britt Baker. I mean, she'd be revitalizing that whole division. She's been putting on stellar matches.
She's 1C, bro. She's 1C. It's fucking true.
Every single one of our opinions are going to be right on this.
I mean, Thunder Rosa is a good choice and everything.
Thunder Rosa had a good year. She didn't have a great year.
Stop! Which fucking company that she worked for that she not have a great year in?
I said she had a good year. I didn't say she had a great year.
Oh, my God.
Compared to the names that we're going to throw out, with all due respect, Thunder Rosa's not up there.
Thunder Rosa was my choice.
Was she really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Thunder Rosa was my fucking
pick. I thought you were going to go Bianca.
No.
Wow.
I was going to go Thunder Rosa, dude, only because who else can say that when it comes to females, okay? All right. We know that they don't always main event, all right? But in terms of a female match, the ladder match on the fucking card is the main event for females.
Yes.
Who else can say that they did that for three different companies in 1 year?
I mean, but
four, actually.
If you want to do that, who was her opponent in one of those great matches that she had? Britt Baker.
Yes, they not fucking with you. By the way, who won that match?
Britt Baker.
I know. Thunder Rosa.
The bloody one?
Yeah, Thunder Rosa won. Britt lost.
I thought Britt won that one.
No, Britt lost that match. That's the kicker. Everyone remembers Britt with the bloody face, but they don't remember that Rosa actually won the match.
Oh, shit. That's like saying that Iverson crossed Jordan. Everybody's remembers Iverson crossing Jordan. Nobody remembers Jordan.
Exactly. 20 and with all due respect, that's the reason why I don't have Thunder Rosa on the list.
You can't throw Mickey in there.
Why not? She had a good year.
She had a good year, but
she's had.
We know Bryan's is.
She's had one match. She's had one opponent this year.
Hold on. You gotta give me a pillow. Give me a pillow.
Oh, because it's my turn.
Yes, it's your turn, bro.
Deonna fucking Purrazzo. Some respect on the girl's name. She helped in Championship. First off, she regained said Impact Championship. All right? That was the first thing. So she's a two-time Impact Woman Champion. All right? She held the title for 10 months. All right? Losing it to Mickie James recently. At the same time... he's pulled out his invisibility cloak. And he is about to disappear, everybody. No, put it over your head like Harry Potter. Okay, I gotta see what that looks like. I gotta see what that looks like. All right, go. No, I'm sorry. Be honest.
I keep that going, bro. That's gonna be a weekly thing. I'm
sorry. Are we done yet about the brass?
No, we ain't done yet. Because she also won the AAA Reina de la Renta's championship. So she was holding two belts at the same time this year. Question, did Britt hold two belts? Did Thunder Rosa hold the belt? Did any of them hold two at the same damn time? At the same damn time.
Are you still talking about this boring ass bitch?
Excuse me. Let's get the votes going, goddammit, because I'm ready to accept my crown. Hi, where's the solo event? Well, I know I'm not getting any votes.
Tiana fucking Perrazzo.
Alright, well, it's time to vote.
Let's get this out of the way. If you vote for Deonna Purrazzo, stay awake.
How can you get your hand up?
Two hands up, son. Just like I'm 2 points up.
If you vote for...
They should be most improved, too.
MD, raise your hand.
Really? All right, DMB wins.
God damn it. She's boring.
I mean, unlike Charlotte Flair, she brought her husband to a company.
I will say this. She beat the shit out of Mickey this weekend. She should have won the match. All right, here we go. Match of the year. Ooh. This is going
to
be fun.
I'm sorry. I got 19. Can I have to pick? I have to pick fucking one?
I guess.
The fuck? Can we do a tag team match of the year or and singles match of the year?
No, it's match of the year. It doesn't matter. It could be singles, could be tag, could be trios, could be two on one, could be
all out. Lucha Bros versus Young Bucks. Masterpiece.
Eddie?
Oh, Dynamite. Fucking Danielson Page. 60-minute draw.
You're cheating.
The fuck?
You're cheating.
We ended the year
Brian Anderson, I'm sorry. You're cheating. Brian.
Oh, fuck!
Danielson versus Omega. Grand Slam.
That one was fire, too.
Is there a wrong answer? Hell, we're not talking about Britt versus fucking Thunder Rosa. We're not talking about Dragunov versus fucking Walter.
No, two.
Yeah, and with all due respect to that match, as great as it was, the first one was better. Mm. I've said it plenty of times. The first one was better, but
that damn hasn't even been mentioned. Mm. And he put on three great ones last year.
So, I mean, I don't know how this vote's going to go because they're all good.
Cesaro done.
How are we going to vote this one?
Hell, fucking Daniel Bryan at that time versus Roman. Fucking great.
Hell, the triple threat match with Roman, Braun, and what's it called?
What the fuck?
There were so many great matches this year. Like, ridiculously, so many great matches.
Hey, fucking Bianca Belair versus... No, I'm not going to do that. I can't even...
Bianca versus Sasha. That was good, too. That wasn't great.
I was going to say Becky Lynch. I couldn't even say it with a straight face, though, bro. All right.
Oh, jeez.
Don't forget about Drew versus Goldberg.
Wait, that happened? That happened? That was a thing?
Edge versus Seth in the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that was great, too. Where are we going?
Fuck.
Where are we going?
All right, we're going to start out with...
Just give Danielson his
the one that's not going to fucking win. Let's go Bucks versus Bros.
As great as that was, I can't vote for it.
Let's go Omega versus Danielson. I already voted.
Nah, you fucks.
Eddie, I guess you got to vote for your own. Chat?
Well...
Break the chat! Lashley versus Goldberg! There's the one!
Where's my cloak?
I forgot to fold all this over.
How about Miz versus Lashley? You like that one?
Mm. That was good.
That wasn't a match. That was a prison rape.
How about this? Let's say the match of the year is a three-way tie. Just to make it
We fair. Can't do that.
I know.
We can't do co-winners. We don't do fucking
Dave, if we want to make a category for best prison rape scene.
All right, how about this? How about this?
Lashley and Miz all fucking day.
All right, how about this? Since me and Eddie both have Danielson.
I got it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, since we both have Danielson in there, let's vote. Which out of the two were the better matches? And the winner of that will face your winner.
I had another idea.
Okay.
I had a tag team match.
Moose versus Alexander, really?
Okay.
Can I be the tiebreaker?
You be the tiebreaker.
You agree with that? Bianca versus Walking Becky. All right. Now, honestly, I thought that Omega versus Danielson was the better match of the two.
I mean, that's a fair opinion, but I think that match would
be only because at the end of the day, can you truly say that Hangman is better than Omega?
No, you can't say that with a straight face.
Are we getting DB versus Omega?
Yeah.
All right.
Plus, that match was absolutely flawless. There was a couple of rough spots in the
end. And they did it in front of a huge
Bunny and Ford and Ty and Anna.
That was actually pretty decent.
That match was so fucking great and phenomenal. It forced nice Gabe Jackson to disappear off of social
that
media.
That was a great camera angle.
I mean, his hands were hurting.
Okay.
Like, the ones with the wrist surgeries.
The man.
Oh! 450.
That was nice.
Come on, cameraman, catch the whole 450.
All right, we got one left. We got one more left. Male wrestler of the year.
Hook. No, I'm just fucking.
Male wrestler of the year?
Who you got?
Male?
Yes.
Come on, man. I know everybody hates because it's SmackDown, all right? But if you're going to deny the fucking greatness that was Roman Reigns last year, you're kidding yourself. There's no other fucking... You would say Omega, but Omega took time off. Roman killed it last year. Gotta go, Roman.
Eddie, who you got?
Oh, we tell them wrestler of the year?
Yes.
Oh, Bryan Danielson. The man's been letting... The man was letting it up before he quit WWE.
Of course he was. He's Bryan fucking Danielson.
Okay. came over to AEW and... Just kicked it back up to 10th gear.
Let's keep kayfabe alive here.
He literally was on cruise control.
He lost last year. He lost. Did he or did he not?
That was going to be my argument.
Did he or did he not?
Oh, so you want to... So we're going based off undefeated streaks?
I mean, if you're going to... So wins and losses, how can matter when you are neck and neck in a tie? You have to find something to break
the tie. Okay, Wardlow, undefeated.
First of all,
MJF went the whole fucking year undefeated.
And then he lost on Wednesday.
That's
the captain.
But he didn't have enough matches. Roman did more matches.
Phenomenal promo work. Phenomenal matches.
Phenomenal. So did Roman. Roman has Heyman.
Come on, bro. I didn't know we were doing best manager of the year.
is it
that's the case that you win.
It has to be Omega.
There's another.
It has to be Omega. I'm sorry. The guy held four titles for three different companies, worked for three different companies, was defending said title in three different companies. With all due respect to Danielson didn't beat him. And with all due respect to Danielson, the first half of the year, he was losing.
That was the worst Yokozuna splash I've ever fucking seen. Go ahead.
All right. And when it comes to Roman, the only difference between Omega and Roman, Omega was more active.
Episode 2 and a half.
Omega had more matches.
And I think Bianca went to Roman's Royal Rumble again.
Most likely. And with all due respect to Roman, he's fighting. This is my thing with Roman, right? Every match that he had this year or last year was a great match. But with all due respect to him, look at the talent he was in the ring with. I'm about to say, there is no way she's slamming her right now. Save that for the pay-per-view. But with all due respect to Roman,
but go ahead.
With all due respect to Roman, He was in the ring with likes of Edge, who we know is a better wrestler. He was in the ring with guys like Bryan, who's a better wrestler. He was in the ring with guys like Cesaro, who's a better wrestler.
He's
been in the ring with Kevin Owens. You know what I mean? Like, with all due respect to Roman, as great as he is as a character, when it comes to actually wrestling,
He gets carried.
I can't say that, bro.
Like, don't get me wrong. Roman has... He's been improved. He's definitely been improved. But look at the talent he's in the ring with. He's in the ring with guys are better than him, that are elevating him.
This guy is literally going back...
I don't say carried
the
anymore.
Audience. This motherfucker had what I thought was the spot of the year, which was a simple mask before he walked into the audience to continue fighting. The dude has been money.
No, he has. He's totally been money. But going up against a guy who was holding four titles in three different companies and defending it.
That's cheating.
In all the companies.
That's cheating.
And drawing crowds in all the companies.
Just because I'm signed to Vince, this shouldn't be a hindrance.
Unfortunately, it is.
You signed that contract.
You know what I mean?
All right. Brass tacks, who you vote?
Well, he made Omega. He made a valid point.
So Omega is... I have to count to the vote. You vote for Omega, raise your hand. Sorry. I hate fucking both of you. I hate PWI. I hate the IWC. Fucking Sports Illustrated got it right. Fuck everybody else, all right?
Sports Illustrated needs to stick to making calendars.
Yeah.
That was a good list.
I fixed it.
I know, I saw it. You're a fucking douche.
Wait, you photoshopped that?
He really did. That was you?
No, I found it.
Oh, okay. It was fucking money, though.
It was good.
All right, and what's the female?
Oh, we did a female.
Okay, so what's left?
That's it.
So the UW awards have completed.
The UW awards have been completed.
Yeah. AEW wins again.
So are we all done?
AEW wins again.
That is everything.
All right.
Question.
Yes! Oh, sorry.
Georgia?
I loathe Alabama. Alabama is Cody Rhodes.
Oh, wow. Wow. I think it was a show earlier that said Roll Tide.
Show DiBiase. Eddie's arch nemesis.
Dun, dun, dun. But next week, topic for the show. What are we getting into?
Cakes. Always a good topic.
So you're thinking...
I mean, we're talking red velvet, vanilla.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk thirst brackets.
Whoa! There's a good idea that I've never heard before.
Because you know Eddie...
Oh, is Jeff Jarrett.
Because you know something? Eddie has never actually been involved with a thirst bracket yet.
Not yet.
So maybe we start off a thirst bracket next week?
We haven't done that in a long fucking time. Hey, Gary. Hey, Mr. Lee. Hey, Shell. Hey, Rinaldi. Hey, Dominique.
Hey, Dina! Maybe next week is thirst bracket week.
That'll work.
Start off with a... I'll come up with a bracket. Do 32 women.
Titty meat, where you at?
Thirst brackets? I know Dominique's been waiting for this for a while, so...
And no, we're not putting fucking Wardlow on the fucking bracket.
No, right? Dominique. We'll wait till we do a men's one, and then we'll do that.
Leave that man alone.
I'm actually... Are you on...
I don't know what the fuck has she been doing to him in that cellar.
He been powerbombing the shit out of people.
Do it again.
What is the amount of power...
That is a fumble.
The amount of power bombs he proceeds to give an opponent in the ring is the amount of pounding he gets in the bed, because...
Bro, I don't know what you did to this man.
Bro, I feel bad for a couple of people because they look stiff as fuck.
Like...
Okay.
I will not be a part of that.
Hold on, wait. If Dina, you want to do a men's one? We'll work on that one. I'll have Miss Dina do a men's one.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to vote on who?
I'm not voting. I'll narrate the shit.
I'm saying that's going.
Neither of those wins. All right.
So next week. Okay, hey, you know something, babe? You got the time? You do so. You can do that one. Get all the girls involved. Y'all can do a thirst bracket.
Sure, we've got two.
I mean, but next week, What should we do? Should we do NCAA? We should do 64. Should we do 32?
Back in 32. 32?
All right. 32. As a matter of fact, go on the UWO page. Start throwing some thirst photos up in there. And for the women's, Gabe, for the women's, start getting the women's one ready. Throw out some names. Post some shit on the page. Let us know.
Fuck a set. I love
it. With all due respect.
Which bracket, though?
With all due respect.
Both brackets?
She's the
qualify on both brackets?
She's the only one in the running for both brackets.
Oh, my goodness.
She's the wild card on both brackets?
For the first time ever! For the first time ever!
She does technically break bitches.
All right. Sure. But next week, as a matter of fact...
I'm glad she's not spitting water out.
By Friday, I will post...
Like, no, stop.
By Friday, I will post the female bracket for next week. So, tell your friends.
Yeah, send us a message.
Yeah, Gabe, hit me up.
And no, Sheeta is not a fucking winner. All right? Let's talk. No, Sheeta is not going out of the first round. All right? Try to put that out there.
Wow, okay. All right.
As long as we keep Banks' overrated ass out of there.
Oh, we got to hit up Ray Gomes. Ray Gomes needs to be a part of this.
Overrated.
I just wanted to clap.
Get well soon, Sasha. Fucking douchebag.
Oh, you mean that dangerous sports entertainment place that has several wrestlers injured and out with injuries? Oh, God forbid. What are they doing with that performance center down there? They need to send their wrestlers down there to train more. They keep getting hurt and injured.
Wow.
You know?
Hold on, I got to show you what Dina just wrote. Oh, we got to tag Ray. We got to tag Ray on.
Whoa!
I will be designing the bracket,
you know,
by the way.
You know what?
WWE is an unsafe work environment.
There's a person in NXT who gets my vote. Anyway,
she will be on this list. Okay. She will be on. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a first round matchup right fucking now. Cora Jade versus Sky Blue. That is going to be a first round match.
The teenagers?
We said women's thirst bracket, not the pedals thirst bracket.
Exactly. So we know who's getting eliminated in the first round. So I guess we'll catch everybody next week.
And for the first time in 2022, I'm getting naked.
All right. Kyle is starting his OnlyFans. Hit him up for that info. And we will catch y'all later.
Fuck the rainbow.
Later.